With us right now is Kelly Jacoby from the Rhinelander School District. An unusual situation, and I'm sure it's one that every administrator wishes they never had to deal with.
That is correct.
Okay, Mr. Joshua Juergens has a little legal trouble right now.
Yes, he does.
The first thing is he still employed by the district?
He is still employed with the district. He is currently suspended.
Okay. Is the district aware of his past record?
We were aware of a misdemeanor charge when he was a teen. It was a misdemeanor for THC.
Okay, so the things that happened in 2010 on, you weren't aware of?
No, we had, that was the only drug-related anything that we were aware of. We were aware that there was something more recent. We had only the details that showed up in a background check, which did not show the whole story.
So the background check may have missed something.
Yes.
How long has he been employed by the district?
This is his first year with us.
Okay. You by chance get him from Lincoln Hills?
Yes, we did.
Okay. That would explain a couple of other things that we dug up.
So okay, we got glowing references when we made the reference calls.
Okay. So, and the, I don't know if you can comment on this part or not, but I'll ask. Equipment missing from the school.
Yes.
Has it been recovered?
I believe so. I believe it all has, but we're still working on the inventory. But yes, I believe that it has been.
Was there more than one or two personal computers involved here? Is this?
Yes, we're looking at approximately $9,000 worth of computers and other equipment.
So it's not just a laptop or two. This is much
more
extensive.
Yes.
And to your knowledge, police have recovered all of these items?
To my knowledge, yes.
Okay. What is next for the district?
His hearing is tomorrow. I will be meeting with the board Monday night in closed session, bringing them up to speed on what has been happening with the information that we have been able to gather in our own investigation. The board will then decide where we go from here.
And the board has several
options.
Yes,
that's true, but we don't expect him to be back in the classroom.
I'm guessing you probably have a substitute long-term in there?
Yes.
And he was an English teacher, correct?
That is correct.
At what grade level?
High school level.
Okay. So he probably dealt with four different age group or four different years there. Okay.
Correct.
So you've already had to deal with telling the kids what's going on, what happened there.
The principal met with each of this teacher's classes, informed them that he would not be back, and we did not expect him to be back in the classroom, that there were unfortunate circumstances. He had some issues that he was going to be having to deal with the court system and the legal system, and at this time, they were allegations, investigations were still ongoing, and then reminding, I don't know if it was in the letter, but I know it was a big part of helping everybody remember that right now he hasn't admitted to anything and he has not been found guilty in a court of law. So we really have to keep in mind, although it looks very bad, that we'll do everything we can to keep our schools safe and protect kids, but this is really still an investigation and is ongoing.
How do the students react to that?
I think they had already known. Word was out. I think they were surprised that we had moved as quickly as we had to assure them that he would not be back in the classroom. You know, it was kind of, is he going to be back next week? And we were prepared for that question. And he will not be back. We will be have a long-term sub in here until we can meet with the board and the board can make the decisions it needs to make. And then we will follow through on whatever their directives are, which I would assume would be posting the position and looking for a new English teacher.